Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Good guests across the way today. We're going to talk what's going on next week. All kinds of homecoming activities here in Fairfield, and also the alumni from all kinds of classes get back together next year or next week. And that as a matter of fact, they are honoring the class of 1966. Across from me this morning is the president of the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association. He's been sentenced to that for about a year or two now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Bruce Reeves. How you doing, Bruce?
Good morning, Bruce. Hey, it's great to be here.
I'm good to have you back.
I'm having fun doing this.
Are you having a good time? Yes. I was going to ask you. Let's go ahead and ask you about it. Now, you replaced Dale Harris, who's still a member, who's still on
still
the board. Dale, how long was Dale president?
I don't really know, but seems like forever.
Yeah. Those were big shoes to fill.
Yeah, well, I think this is kind of a job when you get it, you're there, you know.
You're there too.
Nobody's trying to run against you to get the job.
I was going to say, there is an election coming up next week.
Yeah.
Is there anybody running? Do we have a...
I don't have an opponent as far as I know.
Not as yet. No. Not as... Well,
all I know is Dale says, I'm stepping down and you're going to be the president.
Well, see, now that was a good move. That was a good move. Your class of?
67.
1967. So you're going to be a member of the honored class next year, presumably.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
And we're already working towards, we've got our speaker picked out, and we're already working towards getting it.
You're already working toward next year?
Yes.
No kidding. This year hasn't even happened yet.
Well, but you know, when you got to get addresses and bug people to send you addresses.
See, now you're still of a class, and I don't know at what point it's going to stop. You're still of a class where people get mail and actually send letters and require letters to be sent to have them respond.
We've got 50 some classmates that we have email
only
addresses for.
Well, see, now that's
plus
good.
Snail mail. And then there's 46 or 7 of us that are in a group on Facebook. So we talk back and forth from time to time.
We'll talk throughout the course of the morning here also about the website for the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association that is pretty good that your sister helped put together. That you've tried to help combine classes, hasn't it?
Yeah, we've tried to keep classes in touch with each other because, I mean, you spend 4 years in high school with people and you're really close to the people in your class, but you also knew people in classes before you and classes after you. This way they can kind of keep in touch with what's going on.
Our other guest this morning is a former chief judge of the Fifth Circuit?
Second
Circuit. And class of?
1966.
FCHS class of 1966, member Tom Sutton. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I kind of feel out of place here because my name's not Bruce.
Well, you should. It should. But we'll see if we can't get past that for a little while, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, did you guys start? You're the honored class this year, right?
That's correct.
And you're going to be the speaker, one of the featured speakers today.
That's right. Joni Feiger Regal and I are going to be doing the speech this year, and it's going to be a little bit different than it has been in the past.
I've only been to like three of these Alumni Association things. And there have none of the speeches have been alike one of the others. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
We're not
going to talk about that? Okay, we're not going to talk about that. But you, as I understand, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, are bringing the world into the audiovisual age.
That's correct. We're going to have a PowerPoint presentation, and Joni and I are kind of going to be doing a dialogue between each other as to growing up in Fairfield and going to school and the community, all of that.
Bruce was talking about how well prepared they've started preparing, the collection of addresses starts years, months, years in advance of email as well as snail mail. How's the class of 66 doing it? Did you guys start putting it together a little while back, or how's that work? Have you guys had plenty of reunions?
I'm sorry, I had plenty.
Have you had plenty of reunions already?
Oh, yes. I think that we have had a reunion every 5 years since we got out.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And sometimes it's a you know, a big deal. We were used to go out to the Dickey Farm. It was real informal.
Yeah.
And then we've been to the Elks and been formal.
You must have had Leslie in your class or something like that. Is it Leslie or is it Neil?
Neither one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were one. I think one was ahead of me and one was behind me.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, the actually we started, we had, my mother-in-law always says that every job needs a pusher.
Uh-huh.
So we had two really good ones. Pam Dalton Woods and Sandy Kearns Beeson were kind of are the pushers in our class.
Is that right?
And they started, well, before the alumni dinner last year, because they had called and talked to Joni and I about possibly doing the speaking. And so we actually went last year because we hadn't been and wanted to see what it was like.
Yeah. So, did you enjoy it?
I did. It was a lot of fun.
Well, that's good.
Saw a lot of people, like you said. You see people that were in the class ahead of you or behind you that you don't see at your reunion. So
right.
It's nice to
It's a nice chance to make a connection.
Yes, there was some people that I had played basketball with. I got to see. I don't know if I'd seen them since high school. So,
did you guys shoot any hoops?
No.
It's in that gymnasium.
That's
they've
correct.
Got baskets in
they,
there.
Didn't have them down though. We probably would have.
Well, that's too bad. How was the basketball team class in 1966? I'm trying to remember. It was the year before they won conference. You had Jed as a junior, right?
Actually, Jed was farther back than that.
Oh,
I think
is that
Jed
right?
was a freshman.
Okay, he was class of 69.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, well, when I started as a freshman, I think we were 1-21.
Okay.
And when
that's a rough way to start.
And then when I was a junior, we were like 23-2 and probably close to that as a senior. So first year I started playing basketball as a freshman was Odom's first year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. First, I was Coach Lear had been the basketball coach before that. And so that was Coach Odom's first year, and we progressively got a little better.
Yeah. Let me ask you about this question about the class of 84. That's my class. You're talking about the class of 66 has had reunions every 5 years. And you've got a couple of folks who are cracking the whip, right?
Right.
For want of a better term.
Right.
They're keeping you guys in line.
They are.
They're making sure everything's set up. We've had three reunions total. We haven't had one in the last 15 years.
Wow.
Is that a bad thing?
Well,
is that going to be tough to get our poop in a pile for this thing in a few years?
It makes it really tough when you try to track people down because our class is like Tom's. We've had a reunion every 5 years since high school, and you lose track of people. You'd be surprised how people move around, and you just lose track of them in 5 years.
Wow, that's what kind of attendance will you usually get at the big ones, Tom? I mean, do you expect a good crowd at this one, or do you know?
They gave me on Friday night we have 56 classmates and 24 guests for a total of 80.
How many in the class?
Well, if you look at the reflector senior class pictures, we had 127.
Okay.
So, and we've got about 26 or 27 that have died.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how many of you have lost.
And so that one of the things that they have put together is a in memoriam on Friday night at a reunion to go through and show those who have died and when they died and kind of recognize them. So
I'll ask you now, or I was going to ask it later, but I'll go ahead and ask you now, since you've brought up who's passed away. You were right in the middle of Vietnam War. Did you lose any in the war?
Well, that's another thing. Larry Carter from here in Fairfield has put together a recognition of the people, veterans that served. And amazingly enough, there were no veterans in our class that died during their military service. There's some
that have died since.
Sure,
sure.
We didn't lose one during the military service.
That's actually, that is probably statistically quite amazing.
And I think there were 40, I think there's 47. He did another slide presentation of who served and where they served, what medals they had. He's really done a lot of work on this. And we hope to, you know, honor them in that
sure,
way.
Sure. I'm talking with Bruce Reeves. He's the president of the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association, as well as Tom Sutton, a member of the honored class, which is the class of 1966 from FCHS. We're talking about the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association 51st annual dinner coming up on Saturday. Is that date right?
No.
That date's not right.
that's three dates on there.
The date on top is wrong. It's going to be on
the
Saturday, October 8th on out at the CP Church or the
Community of Christ
Community
Church.
Of Christ Church. Okay.
Lendinger Road and Windsor Lane on the corner. And, one block south of McDonald's.
Tickets are still available.
Yes, they are.
How
yes.
do folks get a hold of you
get
for tickets?
It, they can get in touch with Judy Griswold.
Okay. At I'll go on the online or on Facebook or
well you can go online or on Facebook or I don't have her phone number with me but you can
you're quite prepared for this
yeah,
aren't you
I,
Bruce?
Well I left all my notes at home I did get out here with this.
I'm glad that you got out here with me.
I couldn't find my notebook that had all the information.
That's great. I've got Bruce and Tom out here. We're going to be back for more. We're going to talk more about what's going on. There's all kinds of things going on next weekend having to do with this. And we'll talk a lot more about that when we return. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
To carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. We'll be together just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying 96 tears. Cry. And when the sun comes up, I'll be on top, you be right down there, looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now, I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. Across the way, I've got some folks from the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association. Their 51st annual dinner is next Saturday, October 8th, 2016. They salute the class of 1966. What do you know? You have any idea, Bruce? Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Reeves and Tom Sutton. You have any idea, Bruce, why they started celebrating the class 50 years before or anything?
I really know. It's just that they've always done that. They've celebrated the class of 1966. Of the class has been out of high school for 50 years.
Yeah,
it's kind of a milestone if you.
I guess it
if you
is.
Make it that far.
I guess
kind of
I
a
mean,
milestone.
But that's the thing. That's the thing.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I guess it's better than the alternative, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. As Tom pitches in, okay, Tom. Now we're going to sell tickets here. We're not selling tickets here, but you're going to sell tickets. This is the big show. You've got a good show going on. It's not going to be the. It's not going to be like 30 minutes of you just reading out of a book, is it?
No, actually, when we talked to them about allowing us to have two speakers, they got a little fearful of that's what we would have with D2, which would make it very long. But what we're going to try to do is
Now, you and I have just met, right? You and I have just met maybe the first or second time, right?
Yes.
My impression of you, you're not that windy.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm working on this presentation. I'll try to make that work.
I know Joni. I've talked with Joni several times. She's a little windier than you.
Yeah, so she may be doing the lion's share of the talking, but anyway, I get to stand up there with her.
That's good. That's good.
But we're going to have a power presentation of mainly pictures showing high school days and the community and talk about our memories of growing up in Wayne County and Fairfield, and it's going to be kind of a dialogue. I mean, we're going to be talking back and forth to each other.
But it's not going to be some boring like drone type of thing like me right now.
I hope not. It's going to be. I'll tell you, it's going to be very different. So I don't know whether you like it, but it'll be going to be very different.
Well, that's pretty cool. Okay, now you have lived in this area after going to school. You've lived in this area pretty much all your life, right?
Correct. Graduated law school, we moved to Carmine, and I've been there ever since.
Tell me, you probably don't notice the changes from 1966, the way some of your classmates who have been away for years and may come back. What kind of changes do folks tell you about that you don't even notice, or are there any to the city of Fairfield? What's the biggest one?
Well, I guess I haven't talked to any of them for 5 years, but it's a whole different thing. All the people that they knew and grew up with and are either deceased or have moved away, and so that they don't have as many.
You're as depressing as can be, right there, Tom.
Thank you.
That's the jokes, Tom. You're supposed to laugh at.
I am. I was trying to think something upbeat, and it just didn't come.
McDonald's, we never had a McDonald's.
That's true. A Walmart, all those things.
All right. Every high school kid, when they go through high school, they have a circuit. They drive a circuit. Where was the main drive in what was the drag in 1966? Would you go all the way down to 7th Street and back all the way around, or because you didn't have a Dairy Queen to go to?
What are you talking about? We had a Dairy Queen.
I'm sorry, you didn't have McDonald's to go to.
We didn't have McDonald's.
You did have Dairy Queen.
Dog and Suds was the real.
Now, Dog and Suds was first, right, of the fast food place.
Well, the Dairy Queen was here, and then the Dog and Suds came in later.
Well, we had Reubens.
We had Reubens.
Yeah.
Where would the kids drive? What was the drive?
Of course, unlike any other community in the area, we had one-way streets, so if you drug Maine, you had to drive Delaware.
Sure, absolutely right. It made it pretty easy call.
So you would probably go down and, as you said, run past South, or I guess that would be East 7th,
mm-hmm.
and then you go out and you got to go around the Dog and Suds a couple of times. You'd probably stop by and see who was at the Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
And Reubens. And I guess most of the time you go back, you might go all the way out.
Out to the Y and then come back down Delaware.
Would go all the way out to the Y. Is that where you're testing your speed?
And circle Leo French Park.
Yeah.
See, now that's a pretty nice circuit. This is when gas is cheap.
Yeah. I don't know what that right there in front of Frontier College, that little cut across.
It wasn't there.
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
Well, the one down there at Petroleum Boulevard would have been there, I would have thought.
Yeah, right beyond Love's.
Yeah, right by Dave. Yeah, that was there.
Beyond Dave Love's, that little cut across.
Yeah.
And I'd say most of the time that's where you'd cut across, but you might go out to the Y and come back. And there was the.
Was the rest
El
area?
Rancho out there.
El Rancho was out there. The Circle Inn.
Okay, I thought it was the Regal 8. Was that before it was the Regal 8?
It was a Holiday Ranch when it was new.
Yeah.
The Holiday Ranch.
Yes.
It had a nice pool, and it was a nice place. Nice restaurant.
Yeah.
My mom and dad used to go out there and eat. Oh, Ish Taylor's. We always stopped.
Ish Taylor's, and have
a hamburger.
That's right across the entrance from the fairgrounds.
I got to tell you.
You're young, bud. You don't remember
Ish Taylor's. I have no idea.
That's where the comic book place was. Ish Taylor's. Okay.
Ish Taylor's restaurant.
See, the thing is, Tom, and it'll be proven out. I'm almost guaranteeing it. It'll be proven out on next Saturday night that I'll be the youngest member of the association there because I'll ask each class or each decades of class to stand up.
And your class is not going to be there.
No!
I'll
be the one from the 1980s. But my point is, I'm 50 now. I just turned 50 last week, or week 2 weeks ago.
You're just a pup.
I'm a pup. But these things that you're talking about, I ought to start becoming familiar with or have a little knowledge of.
The circle.
This Ish Taylor thing is all
the Circle Inn is at the parking lot where DiMaggio's is.
Okay, hold on. I thought you meant the Circle Inn was out there
There was a drive-in restaurant. Right there in where the DiMaggio, between DiMaggio's and Patty's Beauty Shop.
Before you had the skating rink there? The skating rink was still out on
Delaware. The skating rink was out on the east side of town. East side of town there where Bullard's is.
Yeah.
But there was a drive-in restaurant there in that parking lot called the Circle Inn, or Chuck and Norma's. And you would circle Chuck and Norma's. You'd go out by the bowling alley. You'd turn at Love's, come back into town, go through the park, come back up Main Street, go around the Dairy Queen, and start all
usually
over again.
End up at the Dog and Says. That was kind of where everybody kind of
stopped. Everybody
wound
up at the Dog and Says.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I'm the reason I bring all this up, I'm assuming you'll have pictures of all this stuff for those of us who work around to see Ish Taylor's.
I tell you what, we one of the things we found is that it is extremely hard to get good, clear pictures from 50 years ago. So we have some of them, but I'm not guaranteeing we're going to have all those.
So which are clearer, your pictures or your memories?
Oh, probably your memories. and that's saying for somebody that's as old as I am.
For now, that's pretty good.
But I can't remember what I did yesterday, but I can remember what I did 50 years
there
ago.
There you go. There you go. That's
we used
great.
And I don't know why we did this, but after an away basketball game, they always took us out to Ish Taylor's, and somebody bought free hamburgers and French fries, and so it was sort
that's
of
a sweet deal.
It was, and it was sort of a drag race to see who got out there first to get their hamburger,
get the free hamburger first. That's great. Well, okay, so you'll be doing that. That's the main part of the evening, but. Bruce, all day long, and actually the day before, the Alumni Association has things going on that weekend, don't they?
Yes. Saturday morning is the
coffee and cookie
reception at the First Christian Church. Starts at 9:30.
Okay.
Runs till noon.
All right.
And myself, I really enjoy that because it's a little less formal than the banquet that night, and you can kind of mill around. You know, nobody's really sitting down. You just walk around and talk to people. I really enjoy
it. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. I really enjoy it.
And, I mean, that one's free. The only thing that really costs anything over the whole weekend is the dinner, right?
The dinner on Saturday night.
How much are the tickets for that?
$15 a person.
Okay.
Reasonable.
That is reasonable.
That
includes your food.
Yeah.
That includes your food.
That's pretty good.
And you're a member of the Athletic and Alumni Association.
A voting member.
A voting, yeah.
That's exactly. Whether you now does it
by
count?
Acclamation you vote.
That's exactly. Now,
but on that night you're a voting member,
and that you count as a voting member even if you've never gone to the school here either, even if you're a guest, right?
Well, I suppose guests do vote. I don't, but yeah, anybody's at the banquet can vote. We've only, as far as I know, we've only had one, and that's when you guys railroaded me into being.
We'll have a we're going to have an election every year, Bruce. Yeah. It's going to be by acclamation.
That's
almost.
That's right.
Unless you got somebody
did
going
you know
up
your
against
name
you
is on the ticket to be president after this year?
We're going to have to take a break because we have apparently we've just surprised the host with something no he did not know.
You're not.
Oh, thank goodness. That looks like a lot of work.
It's kind of a lifetime job.
Yeah, it's kind of what I think. Oh, my name's after this year? No.
Well, you're the next Bruce to take over.
Got to keep it in the Bruce.
That's right.
I think we ought to keep it in the family. Look down the road about 10 years and let Sue Ann.
Let
Sue Ann.
It'll be all right with me.
When are you ready to push it to him? Like right after yours, probably. After your year next year. Oh, we're having fun. We're going to talk about what else is going on and all kinds of other stuff from this weekend and next weekend with the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association. You're listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM. We'll be back after these.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up
she's by my excitation. Good, 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 good vibration.
Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in. Across the way, I'm joined by Bruce Reeves. He's the president of the FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association, as well as Tom Sutton, who is here as a member from the class of 1966. And Bruce, this the big 51st annual dinner occurring at 5 p.m. Saturday, October 8th. It's not really just for the class of 66. This is open to anyone.
No, it's for any alumni of Fairfield High School is welcome to, and their guests.
And the thing is, I think what scares people about it used to be the alumni association used to be called old timers. And I'm gonna get guff from June Wilson right now.
June's on the phone right
she's
now.
She's on the phone. It used to be called that, and it's really not that. As I get older, I hate the word seems a little bit more and more cursing. But
yes, it is. It sure is.
Does it get worse?
We don't use old in our vocabulary. No.
But the thing is, this is a lot of fun for folks who want to get together with friends from the 1970s, 1960s, 1980s. There's all kinds of folks there, aren't there?
Don't forget the 1950s too.
Talking about the 1950s that draw a big crowd.
Yes,
and we'll have some folks from the 40s as well as 30s. I guess. One or two anyway.
Yes.
Who do you need to call for tickets again?
Judy Griswold. You've got the address and phone number over there. You said.
Yeah, I do. I have her email as well. Judy, God bless her. I got to tell you. Was she your class?
She's a year behind me.
So she's class of 68.
68.
God bless her. She still has an AOL address. That tells you a little bit. God bless her. Judy J-U-D-Y-G-R-I-S at AOL.com to get a hold of Judy. You can also give her a call at 618-516-7236. And you probably still have time to mail if you'd like to send $15 for tickets to 7 Territory Lane in Fairfield, TARITORI, here in Fairfield at 62837. And she'll get you some tickets. There will be tickets available at the door for a few, right?
There are always a few people that show up that night that hasn't purchased a ticket, and so it's open for them too.
What determines the size, you think, of the crowd? Is it the class? Is it the the speaker, or is it the weather? Does the size vary from year to year?
Size of the room.
Is that right?
No, it's basically how well it's publicized and how well the information gets out, and a lot of it has to do with the speaker too. If the speaker's going to be really interesting, like Joni and Tom will be, there will be a lot of people.
Well, there'll be a lot of folks probably not only from the class of 1966. Hopefully, there are folks from other classes who may or may not have been to these before and come in and get active.
I know there's a few people some people from my class that have never been that are coming that night.
Oh, is that right?
But I think they're really wanting to get an idea of what they're in for.
What they're getting into?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we did last year. We can't see what
how many were in your crowd last year, Tom? Do you remember to get an eye on it?
I would guess probably maybe a dozen or so.
And it starts at 5 o'clock. And the reason I'm clarifying that it starts at 5 o'clock is why?
Well, we have had some discussion about maybe starting it earlier or later for the people that
stay in
Mount Vernon.
But there's a reason for this, to start this early. The reason it starts this early is so folks can get to homecoming, right?
So people who want to go to the homecoming coronation can go and see who the coronation and see who the queen's going to be.
Because that's really kind of part of the deal, you know. This is a homecoming gathering,
right?
And it's also the chance to reconnect with ties with the kids in the high school right now, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Tell me who all's involved. You've got a board there that works their tail off, don't
they? Well, Christy Horning is the vice president. Judy Griswold is the secretary. Janie McDowell is the treasurer. And the other board members are Pam Wood, Shirley Miller, Sue Ann Amen, Charles Griswold, Bob Young, Bruce Dickey, Jan Cortina, Connie Miller.
Cornetta, I'm sorry.
Connie Miller, Sandy Beeson, and Dina Young.
They do a good job, don't they?
Yes. And we're always looking for anybody that would like to be on the board. We're just looking for interested folks, aren't you? Right. Interested folks.
What's the and where would somebody want to go online to get more information about it?
They can go to the FCHSalumni.org website and get some more information. Or they can call me at 838-8184.
We talked a little bit about what's going on Saturday morning. And, of course, all these events, none of them are, of course, required.
Yeah.
But they're all come and go for the most part, right? Well, the Hannah House Museum
will be open.
Tell me about some of the other things going on.
Well, the Hannah House Museum's open, and then the Little Red Schoolhouse out at Leo French Park will be open.
And they're at least the Leo French Park, they're doing that. The schoolhouse, they open that just basically for this purposes, don't they?
It's a remodeled one room schoolhouse. From here in Fairfield, from here in the county, one of the schoolhouses.
Right.
And Judy at the Hannah House, always at the coffee that morning, she always has a CD that scrolls pictures.
Oh, so.
That she's made up, a CD of pictures in the Hannah House or things that she's got over at the Hannah House.
Okay.
So you can go there and you can just sit there and look at the pictures and see what's.
And then
stuff was like in the 50s and the 60s.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Some of us don't know what stuff was like in the 50s or 60s. I hate to repeat that I'm the youngest person in the room.
I think he's made that point,
right? Yes. Could you go home and get your robe?
I don't know whether it would help. When you're out of control, you're out of control.
That's true.
Okay, now there's other things going on that day. You have tours, right?
We have tours of the grade school and the high school.
Now, when do those start?
I'm not really sure. About 1 or 2 o'clock.
I was thinking of 1.
Yeah, 1 o'clock, and you can just kind of go and stroll through the school and see what's changed since you were there. Believe me, there are a lot of changes in the grade school and the high school.
You know, that's the thing. I've lived here my entire life. I've lived in Fairfield, and you've lived in Fairfield your entire life. And you think you've seen all the changes, or you think you've kept up with all the changes in the high school. And I've only been out for 30-plus years, and I go in there, and I'm lost.
Nothing is where it was when you were there. That's right. Nothing is where it was.
I was in the grade school the other day, though, and I just stuck my head in where the junior high, I guess it's still junior high.
Yeah.
And they just look like a walking back into time. I mean, it was.
Now that first floor, you mean, or the upper floor of the first floor of the junior high, you're right.
That hasn't changed.
But you've got the trophy cases still in the same place, and you're not going to move bathrooms. How old is that building? My mother
graduated from the eighth grade when she. That was in.
Dear me.
Yeah.
That's a few years ago.
That was the junior high when my mother was in junior high.
Wow.
So that's.
Well, my mom and dad did too.
Would have too.
But that was. It'd been around probably a little bit while then.
Well,
it was 50.
It'd been around longer than that.
They built that one.
I guess you call it the middle wing. They built it in the early 50s.
So these tours will not only show you the place that Tom's familiar with, and you probably have. When's the last time you were in that building before you went in last year?
I don't remember.
60 years ago, 50 years ago, probably.
Yeah. See, my dad was the superintendent of the elementary system, and his office was in that.
When did he retire?
He retired in 1972, I think.
So, yeah, you wouldn't have been going to see him at there anymore after that or something.
And I'd like to get a plug in.
Do it.
On Saturday morning, the class of 1966 has purchased a bench and had it placed in the park. And so at about 11:15, we're going to have sort of a little dedication ceremony. And Jay Fahey, who is president of the park board, is going to dedicate the bench for our class. And everybody's welcome to come out and take a look at it. We're kind of proud of it.
That's a pretty nice deal. Where is it at the park?
Well, as I understand it, I haven't been out there, but I think it's across the lake. From where the swimming pool is.
Oh, okay.
Be on the east side of the lake.
Near where they're probably building the new path is, right?
Yeah. I think it's between the path and the lake, as I understand.
Well, that's
correctly.
Handy. That's a good, get a rest. We mentioned off the air that the class of 66 is going to miss an appointment on parade day, aren't they?
Yes. We always meet at the water fountain there by the Fairfield National Bank and watch the parade.
So you're going to let the class of 67 do that? Are you guys going to meet there, Bruce?
Well, just one year.
Just one year. There might be a rumble after next year.
That's right.
How many folks go to that? I mean, you sound like your class is pretty close.
It is. Our class was very close. I didn't mention this, but Sandy has a kind of a get-together during your fall fun fest every year, except the years that we have reunions. So she probably has, 30 people that show up.
So you're having a class reunion every year.
Yeah, I guess I probably should say that. Yeah, we do. And we had several members in our class that actually travel together. I mean, I know Sandy has a group, and I think they're getting ready to go to Hawaii next year. And we had a group and went over to France. So we have a really close group of people that were in our class. I don't know why we usually...
So folks can actually come to this dinner, get a chance to chat with some of these 66ers, and maybe get some better ideas on how to run their own class stuff. That's kind of what I'm aiming at.
You might ought to talk. Did you say your brother was the president?
Yeah, my brother's the president.
Don't you have any influence with him?
Actually,
you're bigger.
Actually, yes, I do, but... But he won't admit it. He won't admit that I have any influence with him. Okay, let me give it to you again, folks. If you're interested, this is the 51st annual FCHS Athletic and Alumni Association dinner. It's at 5:00, Saturday, October 8th, 2016. They're going to salute the class of 1966, but everybody's welcome. Anybody who's interested is welcome, right?
Yes, that's right.
And Tom Sutton and Joni Feiger-Regal will be the co-speakers. And you can get a hold of Judy Griswold if you're interested in tickets at 516. Now, doggone it.
Put your glasses on.
I was trying to make out that I was so much younger than everybody. You can actually give her a call at 516-7236 or email judygriz@aol.com, or if you're interested and you got some free time, look around the FCHSalumni.org website. Your sister put all the work.
Yeah,
there.
She did all the work getting it organized and getting it together.
There are some things on there that are just fascinating. You've got a little history of FCHS drop down and the details of the events that are going on. Hey, there's your picture, Tom. How about that?
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's Joni, too. I have not seen Joni in a long time.
She's got a much better picture than
she has a much better picture than you. No offense. But it sounds like you're going to have a ball.
We are, and we really appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about it.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on. Bruce, thanks very much for coming.
You're welcome. Enjoyed it.
Good luck to y'all next week. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Have a great day.